We are on Daf Peyam at Beis by the Mishnah. Kol ha'umnim shaymrei socharim. So let us see Rashi. Kol ha'umnim kablonim ha'mekablin aleim lases amloche bevoteim. We're speaking about a kablin that is mekabel to be misaken akeli bevoteim. And Rashi says it's speaking about that they are doing it bivoteim. So the Mishnah says they have a din of shemrei socham lischayev begneve vaveite. So Rashi means to say not shemrei socham. Shemrei socham means a shemer who gets paid for the shmira. No, shemrei socham, they have a din shemer socham. Lischayev begneva vaveide, just like a shemer socher who gets paid for the shmiras achefetz, lischayev begneva vaveide, so they're also chayev begneva vaveide. V'taima meforish begmora. V'kulon sha'omru tul esholcho vahaveimois. What if they finish the job and they send a message to the Bala keli, tule sholcho, take back your keli, vahave mois, and they're telling him that the paying for the services is not dependent on the taking of the keli. That means, I'm not holding the keli till you'll pay for your services. No, tule sholcho, come now and pick up your keli. And when you'll find it convenient, v'avei mois, shema chinam, so then he becomes a shema chinam. That means the minute this message was given to the Bala Keli, so the din shema socha, the chiyuvi shema socha fall off of him, and he becomes a shema chinam. Rashi, v'kulon sh'omru tul eshocho, Shikvar gemarti, I finished it already, she can come and take it. Umishetetsiyenu, after you take it, havei mois, then you can pay for it. She'eini ma'akvoi letoifsoi al schori, I'm not holding it, that I won't give it to you till you pay for my services. No, you can take it, and when you'll have money to pay me, you'll pay me. Arehu meyato shemachinam. So now the human is a din of a shemachinam. Shmer li ve'eshmer lecho shemer socha. But if the you have Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben tells Shimon, listen, you watch for me, this chayfetz, and in a later time, ve'eshmer lecho, I'll watch for you, your chayfetz. So, shemer socha. So, he has a din of a shemer socha, because that means he will pay him will pay him for his shmire with a service of ve'eshmer loch, I'll watch your chayfetz. So even though there's no monetary payment for the Shemirah, but there's a service that he's giving him for his service, so that also makes him a din of a shemer socha. Shmerli, what if Reuben comes over to Shimon and he tells him, Shmerli, you should watch my chayfetz. Va'om aloi, Hanoch lefonai, and Shimon tells him, Hanoch lefonai, you can be meniachit in front of me. Shema chino. Now, this din needs an explanation. That means like this. Here it is saying in the Mishnah that one becomes a shomer chinam, he's not paying him anything, but he becomes a shomer in his chayev b'chayes by saying, Hanach lefonai, you can leave it for me. So there's a Tosfos weiter in Perik HaShoyel Daf Tzadik Tes. There is a problem with the Gemara, and Tosfos says the Gemara is speaking about something else. The Gemara and Daf Tzadik Tes says, כדרך שתיקנו משיחה בלקוחס, כך תיקנו משיחה בשיימרה. So the Rehitzes Loshen HaGemore would seem to be saying that just like a lekeach is not koine a chayfetz he purchases with mois without making a maisa meshiche, so a shaymer does not become obligated, but he has to make a maisa meshiche, he has to make a meshiche to, with the meshiche that is moshech it l'rishusoy, with that he becomes obligated, chiyuvei shaymer. So we have a problem. So we have a problem with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, he told him, Shmoyli, watch my chayfetz. And he says, v'hanach lefonai, leave it for me. Hanach lefonai, he becomes a shame already. So Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Tes brings a raya from our Mishnah, that you don't need a Maisa Kinyan for Chiyuvei Shomrim. The minute he was maskim to be his Shema, he's a Shema ready. Hanach Lefonai is sufficient. So what is Pshat in the Gemara in Asher? So Tosfos says it's speaking about something else in Gansan. It's speaking about that the Mashal cannot be Chayzer from the Shaila if he makes a Kinyan Meshicha. But it's not speaking about the Chiyuvei HaShoyma. The Chiyuvei HaShoyma is Chayiv B'Dibo Ba'alma. That is Shitas HaTosfos. The Ravid by us asks the Kasha, and the Ravid has a problem. The Ravid asks, you need a Meshich in order to become obligated with Chiyuvei Shomrim. So what's Hanach Lefonai? So the Ravid says, Hanach Lefonai means both of them were standing in the Simta, where Meshich is Kaine, and the Shomer told him that he should hit the Behemah. That means we have the Bala Behemah, that's Ruvain, the potential Shomer, that's Shimon. They're both standing in the Simta. And he says, you should be Makish the Behemah, you should hit the Behemah, and the Behemah should come into my Rishus. So that means I'm making you a Shliach. That is a Maisa Meshicha. That means if you hit a Behemah, the Behemah is Hoylech Machmosoi. So that's a Maisa Meshicha. So here it's speaking about that he told them Hanach Lefonai, that means you should hit the Behemah should come into my Rishus. And you're doing it Bishlichusi, that I should become Mechuyev V'chiyuvei Shomrim. That's the Taich Hanach Lefonai. And the Chavona means you should do a pula that it should come into my Rishus. That's one Teret. So there was a Meshicha. No, the Meshicha is made through the Bala Behime. Or else the Ravid says another Teret that's speaking about that they were on the Simtonis, Koine with Dalad Amis. So Hanach Lefonai means it should bring it into my Dalad Amis, and that's called a Maisa Kinyan for Chiyuvei Shomrim. So Al Kaponim, we have here two Mahalchim in this Mishnah, if Hanach Lefonai is a Maisa Kinyan of Meshicha or Kinyan Dalad Amis, that's what the Ravid learns. And Tosfos Daf Tzadik Tes, Amad Aleph says that as long as the Shomer is Mekabel Shmira Al Atzmoi, the Chiyuvei Shomrim Achal. That is this halach. Hilvo al hamashken. What is if Reuven lent Shimon $100 al hamashken, and Shimon gave Reuven hamashken? So that means with this process of halvo, it's halvo al hamashken. That means he's not lending him money on his good word. He's lending him with hamashken. So he did the whole halvo was with the nesinus hamashken. Shaymel socha. See, it's a din of a shaymel socha. Let us see Rashi. She's a shaymel socha on the mashken. Shema hilvo mois ala mashken. We had before the Zarashi. Kulon shamatura shaloch shekvar gemartiyo. I finished. I'm not holding it. Yehilvo mois ala mashken. Shaymel socha. Schar mitzvah. So the poshe pshat is, that means, b'shas, when he's lending him the money, and he's getting the mashkin is, the whole alvo was made because of the mashkin. So, b'shas is making this alvo, he's potter to give an oraman. We have to make, there was a car full of Mishalochim just drove up, and they all came out, and he's lending him the money ala mashkin. He's busy counting out the $100 bills, and they're standing there, and he's potter to give them money because he's Isaac b'mitzvah. So this al is, and if, with this alvo, he's getting a mashkin. So, To be secure on the choy, but al koponim, he's deriving benefit from this halvo, that b'shas maise, he's potter to give tzedakah, because he's oisik b'mitzvah halvo, and halvo was al hamashken, so memelem, so schar mitzvah, that means the mitzvah's halvo is pattering him from mitzvah's tzedakah. So it's considered he was marviach something b'shas he got the mashkin. He was marviach. He doesn't have to give tzedakah. So he's a shomer socher on the mashkin. That is what the Tanna Kamma holds. Hivo la mashkin shomer socher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hivo mois shomer chinam hivo peiros shomer socher. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Hilvo Moish Shemachinom, Telesle Rabbi Yehuda Schar Mitzvah Linyan Dine. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that what he's marviach from the mitzvah, that gives him a din Shemach Socha. So he holds as follows. It matters what the Halvo was. Hilvo Peiros, Shema Socha, the Derech Peiros Laharkiv. So it's speaking about as follows. He lent him Peiros under a condition that he's paying back money. So Besobachalos also Bidarabono. So he lent him Peiros, and he should pay him back the Shavius of the Peiros. So the Malve is deriving a benefit from this Halvo. The benefit from this halvo is with Peiros are a commodity that without refrigeration, and they won't be used up pretty soon, they'll get rotten. By lending him the Peiros and getting paid back money, he's receiving a commodity which is adobo shel kayomo. So this, he's marviach, and this was halvo al hamashkin. With this halvo, he's going to end up with a commodity which is not nirka. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Hilvo Peiros, Shemer Socha. Hilvo Moi, Shemer Chinam. Hilvo Moi, Shemer Chinam, Hilvo Peiros, Shemer Socha. one more halacha, Abba Shol Omer, Rashoi Odom, Lahaskir, Mashkainei Shal Oni. If a person lent an Oni money, and Oni gave him a mashkin, so now the Malva is permitted to rent out this mashkin to someone else, Liyes Poisik Vahoylik Olo, Mimneshu Kimesha Vaveda. That means he's taking this mashkin and he's renting it out, and all the money of the rental is going to deduct from the chayiv. So Mamela, this is permissible. What does Rashi say? Mutrodum lahaskil lacherim mashkaini shaloni shabiyodo. Shabiyodo. If he has a mashkin shaloni, li is poisik olav schar. It'll be poisik a rental on this mashkin. Vahoylech tomi the poichis minachoyt. No, mafosh is a mashkin toma. Zok the Gemara. So now we had the first aloch of the Mishnah was that if a person, let us say again that here, a person is a kablon bebeisoy, he was mekabel to be mesaken a keli bebeisoy. So we had that the Tana of our Mishnah says he's a shemer socho mischayev begneva vaveidus. We have to understand this needs an explanation. That means the normal understanding of a shemer socho is a person who is getting paid for the shmiras hachefes, that is a shemer socha. That is a shemer, so I'm paying you for the shmiras hachefes, so you're chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide. Here, this person, he's getting paid for his services. He's being misakin his keli b'beisoy. So the money that he is receiving is not a payment for watching the chayfet. The money is for the money he is receiving is for the services that he's doing. He's mimisak and his keli. V'afal pikein, the Mishnah says he's a shemer socha. So this needs an explanation. So the Gemara says, leima masnisen deloy kerameya. That our Mishnah is not like Rameya. The sanye soicher keitzad mishalim. If a person rents a behemoth, what are his obligations? Rabbi Meir Omer Kishomer Chinom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kishomer Socha. So now we have to understand two things. Number one, we have to understand there's a machloikis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda when a person rents a chayfetz, and over there when a person rents a chayfetz, he's paying for the use of the chayfetz. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a shomer socha, which we have to understand. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir holds he's a shomer chino. That means, again, Rabbi Meir is very understandable. Rabbi Meir holds that how did he become a shomer socha? You're not paying him for he's paying you for the usage of the chayfetz finished. So why should he be chayv b'gnei b'aveda? That's the story of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, holds he's a shomer socha. We have to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Now, our Mishnah says that an woman who is fixing a keli, so our Gemara compares an woman to a soicha. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, that holds a soicha is a shomer chinam. So the Mishnah is shver, so an woman should also be a shomer chinam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds an woman as a soicher is a shomer socha, so then Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Pshat the Gemara's kasha. Leima masnisen deloy kerameya, because tam Mishnah rameya, and that is the problem what the Gemara is addressing. Rameya holds a soicher is a shomer chinam, so lachayra an woman should also be a shomer chinam. Now we have here lachayra two mahalchim to understand soicher and the comparison to umen. So let us see first what Rashi says. Soicher behema keitzad mishalem. So Rashi explains as follows: the shomer chinam, v'shomer socher, v'shoyel ksivi. The pasuk mentions three shomrim, shomer chinam. is chayv b'pshiyah, shem esoch is chayv b'nei b'aveid, asher is chayv b'onsen. Soicher loiksivi. The halacha of a soicher, there's no posik. The posik says, it's a very vague, it says, v'im soicher bo b'schorei. He's paying for it. Finish. I couldn't talk. Soicher loiksivi. Umau din chiyuvoi le'inyin g'neiva v'aveide. Poto oichai, v'zi poto, he is a din of Hashem machinam, oichai. Rabbi Yehuda oimer kishoimer socha. So Rashi says, hoyul ula hanosoi hu etzloi. So Rashi says, such a cheshbon. That means the soicher has the chayfetz of the maskil, and he has it lehanosoi. That means it is by him because he wants to use it. That means as follows. Every shema, let's say a shema chino, why is the chayfetz by me? I'm watching it for you. So my mail, I'm watching for you. You're not paying me for my services, so I'm not chayv b'gneiv avaveid. Here, the chayfetz is by the soicher for the soicher's benefit. That means it's not, I'm watching it for you. I'm taking it into my rishus because I want to use it. So it leaves your rishus. That's in my reshus, lahanosoi, for his benefit. That means like this, if a person only has the chayfetz to watch, he's not getting paid for the shmire, so he's not responsible on gneiva v'aveida. But if you're taking my chayfetz and you take it into your rishus for your te'elis, so then you're responsible to see it shouldn't be stolen. That means you took my chayfetz into your rishus. It's out of my rishus. I can't watch it. And you took it for your use. So then you're responsible for gneiva v'aveida. I mean, you took into your rishus for your te'elis, so it's your peko. You have to watch. That is, I can't watch it. So memele, and you, so if you're watching it for me and I'm not paying you for it, good. So memele, then you're not chayving gneiva v'aveida. But if you're taking it for your te'elis, that's why you're taking it out of my rishus. Tak, I'm not paying you for the shmira. But that is a svore, that if it's out of my reshus, and it's in your reshus for your te'elis, you are achroi to see it shouldn't get stolen. That is the svore of Rabbi Yehuda according to Rashi. Hoyul ulahanosoi hu etzloi, since it is by me for my benefit, afal pisha noisin schapolos, good, I'm paying you for it. Good, as the shimush, I'm paying you for it. Alba shaymer socher is a shaymer socher. That means he is dini shaymer socher, because you took it out of my rishus. I can't watch it now. It's by you for your tailor. So you're responsible to see it shouldn't be gigambit. Dila yoiv schar. If you wouldn't pay him for the shimush, I'd be shoyl b'chay b'onsen. Now I gave him schab, like have a shoyl. Good, it's not kolan no shalo. You're paying for your services, but the chiyuv shmire, since you took it out of my reshus for your talis, you're achroy to see it shouldn't be stolen. That is a svara of Rabbi Yehuda. It's out of my reshus for your talis, then you're responsible. Rameyer oimer kishay mechinam. Rameyer holds the koyoiv agar melachtoi. That means that what I'm using it, I'm paying for the usage. Ve'einoi noitel schar al shmiroso. You're not paying me to watch it. The use I'm paying you for. You're not paying me that I should watch it. So memele, so he's a shay mechinam. V'uman domi l'soifa. So now Rashi says, an uman is similar to a soifa. Shelano aschar unusoi hoya etzloi. That means it's by me. It's by the uman because fakerti, he wants it by him. He should be able to fix it by him. It's easier when he fixes it by him. So l'toy elosoi, it is by him. He's not getting paid for the shmira, elas chapula. But al kaponim, it is by the umen letoy alosoy. I don't have to go to you to fix it. It's by me. I fix it at my convenience. So that means, so the it is by me letoy alosoy, but I'm not getting paid for the shmira. What, but that when it's by me, letoy alosi, is that gufa amachayiv, that amachuyiv and gneva vaveda. So that's the similarity of a soicha to a numen. That's how Rashi says pshat. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis Dachsma learns a little differently. Neimot tat nanstoma deloy keremeh. So Taisvis medamele umen lesoicha. The Gemara compares an umen to a soicha. Techi eichi du umen avishay mesocha, afa pishe ene noitel schar ala shmira. He's not getting paid for the shmira. Elo schar toiche, the payment is for the work that he's doing. So memeil, there's no schar for the shmira. Afa pikein, the Mishnah says, he's a shay mesocha. So Al-Kaponim Taisvis is saying both of them have a similarity, and that's not like Rameya, that he's not getting paid for the Shmira, and Avopikain is a din of a Shema Socha. So an Umen is like a Socha, Libid the Rabbi Yehuda. What the Svar is, Taisvis didn't say it. Then Taisvis says, Elakivin Shenene Mimenu, so now Rashi says, so Taisvis says, it's a different svar. That means, I'm deriving benefit from this keli. That means, that is true. I'm paying for the benefit. But, it is not considered that they don't cancel out. That means I'm using your behemoth, deriving benefit from the behemoth. I'm paying you for the usage. That is right. But let's just think 1 minute. I want to be chayrish a field with the behemoth. So with my money, I can't be chayrish a field. I'm paying you for the schiras of the behemoth. Now I can be chayrish the field. I'm deriving a benefit from the schiras. So even though I'm paying for it, but it's not called, I'm not deriving a benefit. That means now I can be chayrish my field. Before with my money, I can't be chayrish the field. So even though I'm paying you for the service, but I'm deriving a benefit from the bank. So memele, so Taisus seems to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds, for this benefit, what I'm deriving, I'm getting something. Even though I'm paying for it, it doesn't cancel out. It doesn't mean I'm not getting anything. I'm deriving a benefit from the bame. I'm paying you for the use. But so this benefit which I am getting is similar to a payment. I'm getting something from the bame. So this, what I'm deriving from the bame is mechayiv me to be a shema socha. Just like a shema socha gets a payment for the shmira, here, and that's mechayiv b'gneiv v'aveide. So here the benefit that I'm getting from, the benefit that I'm getting from this bame also makes me a shema socha. That's what Taisa says. The Elohim and Shenenemi Meno Bishkar Shana, he's taking paying for it, but he's Nenemi Meno. So the Nenemi Meno is considered I'm receiving something from the Pekodin, and that is equivalent to a payment, which makes me for a Shema Socha. And by an Umen, so let's go to an Umen. An Umen is also the same thing. An Umen is, he's getting a job from this. That means, now that he gave him the scaly to fix, he's getting a job from it. So I'm deriving benefit from this keli. Now, I have a keli by me, and with this I'm going to get paid for. So mamela, I'm deriving benefit from this keli, and this benefit makes me for a shema socha. That means that so even though I'm working for it, you're paying, it's no chilek. That's we consider this benefit as a davar nifrod. And that makes me for a shema socha. And this is svaras Rab Yehuda. So that's the comparison of a socha to a numen. But we have a problem. Stam Mishnah Rameyer, and Rameyer holds a socha is a shema chinam. So the Mishnah doesn't stim with Rameyer. So the Gemara says, afilu teima Rabbi Meyer. An umen, there's another thing. Bahi hano, the koshavi kula alme v'ogel lei ledidei, havi ilave shema socha. That means there is another benefit that he is getting. We have to understand that this person is a keli to fix, and there are 10 people knocking on the door who would want to fix it. They're looking for a job, and he picked me to fix it, so that what he picked me to fix it is a person, he's giving me a job. I mean, he could fix the keli with 9 other people. And by giving it to me, he's giving me a parnosa. So by choosing me from all other potential umnim, and choosing me, so that is called, I'm getting a dovo noisif. That they chose me. And because of this Dovah Naisav, I'm mishabed myself to be a Shema Socha. Behi anod koshovi kuli alme v'ol gelele didei avi lavi Shema Socha. So the Gemara says, if you look at it in that light, hi hochi soicha nami, Bahi anod koshavi kuli alma umoigale lididei havi lavi shema socha. So let's make a different scenario. Let's say he has one behemoth and there are 10 people knocking on the door to rent the behemoth and he comes and rents it to me. So there is a dover noise that he rented it to me, not to the other 9. So this is considered a dover noise of that I acquired, that he rented it to me, even though he could have rented it to 9 other people. So this should also be considered a dover noise, and I should be considered a shema socha. Vafal pikein, the mayor doesn't hold of that. So the mother falls off from that. Ella filo teima rameya, behi ano de kayoiv le tvei pulta havi ilave shema socha. So the Gemara, so this is machlikas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, you can't pay a person the exact amount of what he's working. You overpay him a little bit. So since there's an overpayment from the employer to the employee, so for this overpayment, there's an understanding that, listen, good, I gave you more than your work is worth. Good, you can't be mitzamtzam, so I'm giving you more. So for this Yisroin, I want that you should be mechuyev in Gneiva Vaveda. Yeah. So the Gemara says, if you look at it that way, soicha nami mile skinde de kamashvile tve pute, you could have a soicha that he's undercharging him for the schiris, that he's renting it at a cheaper price. That means the rates are X amount, and he's renting it a little cheaper. So the soicha is also getting a double noisif with the schiris, he's being charged a cheaper price. That also should make him a shema socha. That is the Rashi. So Rashi says, "The koyov le tvei puta shevshlo tzamtzem schar kablonis לסחר דמי פעולה שלא ייטל יויסה, מילה יסקינה דקה, משווי לי, משווי זה לא שן אויזל, is making it cheaper משאר מזכירי בהימא, מילה יומר המאיר נמי, דהבי, שיימא חינו, מי זה שיימא חינו, משווי לשנה דמויזל, ומויכר בשווה, זה גרס, מויכר בשווה, זה מינס, שווה מינס צ'יפה, כמוי אשווי זביני, Shavi lekarsech, that you should buy cheap food for your eating. So that's, and let's see, Taisvis Rashi Lensi, Efshle Tzamsim, Taisvis Lensi, it's in the Kimte, the Koyoiv Lei Tvei Put, Avalei Shem Esocha, Avava Motsi Lekshim, Ilo Eskinded Loyoiv Tvei Put, Avalav Hochi, Borech Lei Shabbat.